From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Familiner. Missouri's dairy industry is on a slow decline. In 2000, Missouri had more than 150,000 dairy cows, but now there are less than 90,000, according to the USDA. As part of a collaboration with the Columbia Missourian and KOMU, KBIA's Aviva Okazin-Haberman has more.
So this is the dairy barn.
Mindy Mills opens a door to a building she hasn't visited much after leaving the dairy business 4 years ago.
This room here is where the big milk tank used to stand.
On the other side of this concrete wall is where Mills milked her 36 dairy cows. Most of the equipment is still there. It's just covered in dust and some cobwebs. Mills hasn't painted over the white wall with the names of her Jersey cows. Each name is written in big, colorful letters.
Mouse, we could ride her. She was so tame. Berdina, she was a pain in the butt.
Mills is one of about 500 grade A dairy farmers in Missouri that have exited the business in the past decade. There are only about 700 grade A dairy farmers left in the state. Dr. Scott Polk handles outreach efforts to dairy farmers for MU Extension. He says stories like Mills are common.
Of those going out, it's primarily the smaller producers that are going out versus the larger guys.
Joe Horner is an MU economist who studies the dairy industry.
Dairy is a very volatile economy. We'll have sky-high prices 1 year, and within 4 years, we'll have very low prices. We can see 50% shifts. So farmers have had to get used to a lot of variability.
On a warm Saturday afternoon, Duncan Smith ushers in a group of excited kids for a hayride at Spring Hill Pumpkin Patch in Texas County.
Come here, you!
The pumpkin patch is made up of some remnants of Smith's old job as a dairy farmer. He closed his farm 3 years ago. The cows used to graze on this land, and the tin and rafters that made up the old holding pen are now used for a hay fort. Smith says he doesn't have any regrets about leaving the business.
I'm still married and still have the farm, so I guess you consider that a success. we just declared ourselves a success and moved on. So
after about three decades in the business, he sold his dairy cows.
Even when the checking account gets down to $2, I'm like, well, thank God I don't have a $30,000 feed bill. We just have to recover from just having $2.
Despite so many dairy farms closing, milk production is actually still increasing nationwide as farms are consolidating. But in Missouri, the amount of milk produced has been nearly cut in half in the last two decades. And even after so many Missouri dairy farms have closed, Missouri's average dairy farm, it's much smaller than the national average. Nationally, it's about 200 cows per farm. In Missouri, it's about 80 cows, according to USDA data. For smaller farms like Smith's, it's harder to compete against larger operations.
The industry was built on smaller farms and that concept, and that's not where America is going to be able to get their food sustainably at a price that they're willing to pay.
But some dairy farms are still trying to make it work. Jay Fogel still milks cows in a dairy parlor built by his grandfather in Peculiar. Fogel has no intention of leaving the business, even though the past few years have been tough. Fogel says he's had to defer repairs because of money.
You're forced to work on equipment that you're really not qualified to work on. But I was like, okay, let's look at a YouTube video on how to do this.
The Fogel family run a bakery to help make ends meet. But still, Fogel says he's optimistic.
I'm still hopeful. We keep trying to do different things to make the farm more efficient.
Fogel wants to pass on his farm to his son. He would be a fifth-generation dairy farmer. For KBIA, I'm Aviva Okazin-Haberman.